This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. With the government shutdown continuing, we'll take another look at the U.S. export sales estimates for this week. We'll have more from Allendale right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
As the government shutdown continues, we still don't have any official export numbers to look at. We can, however, look again at the weekly estimates. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said the corn numbers are still projected to be well above the average.
Yeah, corn coming in somewhere between 900,000 and 2 million tons. The five-year average puts you at just over a million tons. So definitely would have been somewhere in that neighborhood to even double what we normally would see at this time of the year. So that's, we obviously we aren't getting any information from the government right now, but those are any numbers that are still at or above the five-year average for corn just continues to blow things out of the water at this time.
On the other hand, McBride said the soybean numbers are still not looking great.
Yeah, this week we were looking for about a half a million, so 500,000 to 1.4 million. The average five-year average comes in at just over 1.5 million. So we weren't even looking to get back to that average at the top end of these estimates. It's just kind of a continuation. We know that China is going elsewhere, and that is the big one right now. It doesn't matter really what most of the other countries are doing because they kind of pale in comparison to the buying capabilities of China.
For more marketing information, visit allendale-inc.com. For the rest of this story and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter to get that content delivered to you every day. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.